Father, as we come before you today, Lord God, Father, I thank you that you have robed your sons, your daughters, in the royal robes of righteousness. God, I thank you that there's been a royal awakening. We thank you that the light has turned on inside of us. And Lord, we thank you that we can see the promised land, that we are men and women and sons and daughters of great faith. God, I thank you for an atmosphere of heaven that is inside of us. The kingdom of God has come. It's within righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And God, we thank you that the kingdom of God is in our homes, that there's an atmosphere of peace, an atmosphere of joy, an atmosphere of thankfulness and gratitude, and an atmosphere of the dunamis power of God showing up and showing out in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, that the atmosphere that we carry goes with us everywhere that we go, and that that mustard seed faith is a takeover faith. It represents the kingdom of God taking over inside of us and removing every mindset, every doubt, and everything that's not like Christ inside of us. We thank you that wisdom has built her house within us. The pillar of righteousness, peace, humility, gentleness, mercy, truth, and sincerity. And that we are wise men and women of God. We win souls and we shine like the stars of the universe. God, we speak a release of a breaker anointing over this body today. We command the breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus, that we have broken through and that the kingdom of God is manifesting. The blessings and the promises are blessing, are manifesting in Jesus' mighty name. And can you say an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share with you just for a few minutes, reviewing and what the pastor has been teaching us about the three leavens and about mustard seed faith and about adding one of the leavens is the word of God and then faith and the dunamis power. Well, our job is to start with the word of God, is to start by setting aside some time and getting that word planted, not just in here, but planted and rooted in here. And we're believing for that day when the dunamis power of God, it's going to just come. It's going to activate that faith. It's going to activate that word of God. And everywhere that we go, we're going to see the manifestations of the kingdom of God, people being healed, people being delivered, and people coming to the knowledge of Christ. I wanted just to water just a few words over you. And one word that the Lord had given me in concerning with his teaching about faith is he says in Hebrews 6:12, do not become lazy. Can you say this after me? I will not become lazy, but I will imitate those who through faith and patience will inherit the promises of God. Now, our pastors have given us a homework assignment, and that assignment is to take something in our life, and it can be more than one thing. Hopefully, it's more than one. And to start activating your faith. Set a target for your faith. Say, set a target for my faith. Now, Tina set a target for her faith when her son needed a car. So she had to take that staff of authority and she had to activate her faith, activating her believing. And guess what she got for her son? Transportation for her son. And there's a reason why it says in Romans 15, 13, I am filled with all joy and peace in believing. I'm abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. He says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Say, I fight the good fight of faith. He goes on to say, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your confession in the presence of many witnesses. Galatians 3:14 says that he's given us the blessings of Abraham. And how we receive those blessings is, he says, that we might receive the promise of the blessings of Abraham. The promise of the blessings come through faith. They come through the Spirit through faith. Say, I receive the promises of the Spirit by faith. So I've been taking by faith the kingdom of God, which he said is within us, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I've been going like this because he said, hold on to the word. He said, hold on to the word. I'm like, I've got the kingdom of God inside of me. I got the kingdom of God. It's working in me. The kingdom of God is working in me. My outer courts are cleansed. My inner court is cleansed. I've got the heaven of God in my emotions. I've got the joy of the Lord being my strength. I have the mind of a winner, the spirit of an overcomer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am crossing over and I'm taking my inheritance and I'm taking my promised land, because he has a promised land, not just of finances. He's got a promised land of divine health. He's got a promised land of healed emotions. He has a promised land of restored relationships and marriages. He has a promised land of restored dreams and walking in fulfillment of your destiny. And the enemy is more than willing to hold you back, but you've got to rise up in your faith and say, no, I'm taking my marriage back. I'm taking my finances back. I'm taking my life back in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to encourage you that what we're doing right now is we're breaking. And that breaking is on the inside. It's breaking. That hard conscious, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. And we're opening up a pure portal of faith. We're opening up the heavens inside of us. And we're saying to our mind, we're saying to our emotions, this is the word of God. I don't care what you see or how you feel, this is it, and this is going to happen. Until we have white hot faith and doubt is out and we start seeing the promises of God manifest. God is calling the sons and daughters as warriors. When they went into the promised land, they were not wimps. They were warriors. And the complainers and the naysayers, the negative people, they did not make it. The ones that had doubt and unbelief did not make it. And the word says in Hebrews, if you have an evil, what he calls evil is a mind of doubt and unbelief. Well, I was there for so long, so I can say it. I was there, and it's taken work. And his word says it takes work to believe. So I want to challenge you as we move into the rest of July, to set a time every day where you're seeking after God and you're speaking the promises of God, what he's told you to happen in your life, so you can start taking back the ground and then you can increase it. Take the ground back for your family and your loved ones around you. Take the ground for your neighborhood. Take the ground for your school. Take the ground for your city. Take the ground for your nation. But until we rise up with our most holy faith, he says, build yourself up in your most holy faith in the end days. He says, build yourself up in your most holy faith in the end days. We are in the end days. We got to rise up. There's a flood coming, and the glory of God is going to precede that flood, and we are going to march out as conquerors, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God, and the king is coming, and he's going to establish his kingdom on this earth. And in closing, I wanted to share this one final thing. And I wanted to share about mustard seed faith. And in the Wikipedia, it says, even though the mustard seed is the tiniest of little seeds, it can grow up to a plant 9 to 15 feet tall. Well, one of the other things it says is once that seed gets planted in a garden, it takes over the whole garden. And it's really hard to get it up and out. So once you start planting that faith, even if it's a little tiny seed, but you keep tending that garden, it's going to grow up. And that's what the kingdom of God is getting ready to do on this earth. The kingdom of God is getting ready to be established. There's a king coming, and he's not happy with everything that's happening on this earth. And he wants his sons and daughters to rise up and say no and take back our government, take back our schools, take back our health, take back our finances. Stop letting the devil beat you up or take what has already been promised to you. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up in your most holy faith.
Glory to God. Wow, hallelujah. That's a lot of power in 100 pounds right there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory. Everyone say, shout glory. Glory. Glory.